You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Hey guys, this is Play Me a Recipe. I'm Jim Salikas.
And I'm Sabin Lomak. We're the co-founders of Cousins Maine Lobster. And today we're coming to you from the Cousins Maine Lobster Prep Kitchen in South Portland, Maine.
Today, we're going to be making our classic Maine lobster roll, which is linked in the show notes and on food52.com. We'll be gathering ingredients and giving you a little history behind the lobster roll, while also discussing the sustainability of Maine's most iconic product as we prep our signature lobster roll. Join us for the step-by-step process, but feel free to pause or jump back using the podcast chapters if you need a little more time.
For these lobster rolls, we'll need a split-top bun, butter, lemon, mayo, and Maine lobster meat. We're using claw and knuckle meat today, which is my favorite part of the lobster. You'll need a skillet to warm the lobster meat and grill up the split-top bun, but otherwise, this is pretty straightforward. We'll just let the lobster do the work for us.
So, I guess lobster rolls are popular now.
They seem to have caught on, right? We're in 40 cities and growing.
I think the great thing about what we've done with lobster rolls is that lobster is now much more accessible. You don't have to deal with sitting down for the whole messy steamed lobster experience. I mean, that experience is fun when you're in Maine, like sitting on the shore when we used to when we were kids.
Didn't we do that last weekend?
Yeah, true. But what I'm saying is that we've made the product easier to handle. You can still have the lobster you love, but you don't need to put up with all that work of cracking it open and all the mess, you know? And compared to the white tablecloth restaurants, where those whole lobsters are normally served at a pretty high price point, we've made this product an affordable luxury.
Lobster rolls are a fun experience. It's a celebration food, yes, always. But it's also just a great lunch on a random Tuesday.
Right, which is why we're here today, correct? Aren't you going to be making me a lobster roll?
Probably, but...
But you don't know how to cook. You can do cereal and maybe mac and cheese.
It's a really good cereal today. Mm. Like three different
You
blends.
Even forget the milk when it was comes
a
cereal.
It was a
You actually don't know cereal.
You know, lobster rolls weren't always as popular as they are today. Up until about 15 years ago, lobster rolls were mostly a New England product. Lobster businesses focused on selling lobster tails, which had a great value for the restaurant sector. They were low-impact in kitchens, and guests love lobster tails, so it was a win-win.
Yeah, right, because of surf and turf at steakhouses, like cruise ships and buffets, etc.
Correct. But if you're a lobster company selling lobster tails, you also need to deal with the claws and knuckles, right? So, claw and knuckle meat, the sweetest, most tender part of the lobster, in my opinion, was distributed in Maine and throughout New England as a fresh product that would go into lobster rolls in the summertime. And then... The volume of lobster rapidly increased about 15 years ago.
A true testament to the sustainability of the lobster resource and the generations of hard work by fishermen.
Right, we'll get to that. Lobster volume increased about 15 years ago, and more lobster was getting distributed to more places around the country and worldwide. Product innovation was also happening. Lobster shippers have always distributed live lobster, but we also saw more innovation in the value-added sector, which increased culinary opportunities.
And then I started Cousins Maine Lobster. I'm an inventor. I'm an innovator. Probably both.
We started Cousins Maine Lobster. We started with one truck in LA, which I mostly ran and you sometimes pretended to work. Hmm. We had no idea what we were doing. Well, luckily for us, we were busy. I mean, really, really busy. And the first night after getting home from our first service, we had an email from Shark Tank asking us if they would ever consider us or if we would ever consider going on the show. Did that make sense?
You're confusing me.
Oh. Well, we did go on the show 2 months later and we partnered with Barbara Corcoran. And the rest is history. We went from one truck to two trucks to three trucks to four trucks to now we have close to 50 units throughout the country, including restaurants and an e-commerce store. And as I said earlier, I've pretty much done all the work.
Yeah, I don't think that's true at all. For anyone listening, this is Jim, and it was my idea in 2011, and here we are. But the one thing that we did decide with Barbara's help in 2012 was that franchising was the way to scale the business. We were really excited about the trucks and the potential for restaurants, and we knew that it would work in really any pocket of the country by bringing the Maine Lobster we grew up with and making it accessible throughout the world and throughout the country. So we franchised, we have more trucks than we could ever have imagined right now, restaurants, and like Saban said, the only good thing he said is that we also ship nationwide from Maine to you.
All right, so we are making a Maine roll.
Maine, M-A-I-N?
M-A-I-N-E, Jim.
Oh, the cold lobster meat with a little bit of mayonnaise inside?
Let's get right into it. Okay, so grab the most important part.
The bread / lobster.
Which one is it?
Lobster.
Okay, well, grab the bread. It is a split top New England style roll. This, if you don't have this, you're not making a real lobster roll.
Which means for those of you that don't know, the New England split top rolls are white on each side and it's split right down the middle.
And they're,
Why does that matter?
No, they're flat on each side.
Flat, but they're white bread.
Oh.
Which allows us to roll it with butter. Liquid butter, boom, boom, boom. And then we put it down on the griddle or the skillet, whatever you have. And we're going to let that toast basically until they're...
Don't burn it.
Golden brown.
It doesn't take too long.
On each side. Yeah, be careful.
Flip it. I'm not trying to backseat.
Flipper, like the show we used to watch as kids. Flipper.
Golden crispy.
Crispy? I'm not so sure about crispy, but golden brown. It's going to look perfect. And then your bread is done and set to the side. Okay. So we've buttered our split top bun and our skillet is warmed over medium high heat. We're going to give this a couple minutes on each side or until the rolls are each golden brown. While we're grilling up to perfection, let's take a little break. See you in a bit. And we're back. This is Play Me a Recipe. I'm Jim Seligas and I'm here with my cousin Saban Lomac. And today we're making our classic Maine lobster roll. We're coming back to the point where we've just finished grilling up a split top bun and we're ready to put lobster into the roll.
Okay, a little bit of mayonnaise on the base of the inside of the roll, and not a lot.
Right, and we do that because we don't want to mix mayo with the lobster meat. We don't want to distract from the quality lobster meat. We're not making a mayo salad of lobster. So the mayo goes right lined inside the bun.
This is Maine lobster, Jim. Don't mix it with something. It's really simple.
Don't yell at me.
Sorry, I'm sorry. That was out a little out of line.
Then we add in our wonderful claw and knuckle lobster meat, as we said.
I'm gonna have this piece right here.
And we finish with a nice little wedge of lemon for those of you that like to put a little lemon on top.
I do. Thanks. Were you referring to me?
Yes, I think so.
All right, there you have it. Split top roll, touch of mayonnaise, Maine lobster. It's simple, it's refined, and it is a vacation
in your
bite.
Mouth.
I was gonna say in a bite.
Yeah, it's vacation in your mouth. Remember when I interrupted you about the sustainability of the lobster resource?
Yes, right. Let's get back to that. This is a really, really important part of the story because the lobster industry has always really focused on sustainability, even before it was a buzzword.
You're so buzzy.
I know.
So for over 100 years, fishermen have focused on always maintaining a healthy resource. The whole fishery is structured around having lobsters to fish for generations to come. Juvenile lobsters cannot be retained and sold into the market, and neither can broodstock lobsters. You can see a female lobster is carrying eggs and are ready to hatch, so she gets returned to the ocean so that the eggs can grow. There are so many rules and regulations that are designed to maintain a healthy population of lobsters in the ocean.
Which is also important for us to have healthy island and coastal communities. Because these rural towns throughout the coast of Maine really depend on this fishery for the sake of their economic and cultural survival.
It's pretty incredible when you think about it. I mean, there are 4,500 licensed fishermen in the state of Maine and their crew. So that's about 12,000 people working on the water. The distribution side of the business, dock workers, truck drivers, shippers, and that's another 6,000 people. So this industry is really, really important to the Maine economy.
Exactly. And one of the things that still gets me so excited about what we're doing is being able to be a part of that whole chain. If you're getting a lobster roll from Cousins Maine Lobster in Los Angeles or Miami or Detroit, you're connected to this fishery and all of the people who work to bring the product to cities across the country. It's really amazing.
Guess what? I have a surprise for you.
Santa Claus is real?
Yeah, and also I made you this Maine roll that we just did, and I think it's time for you to eat it, so I'm going to feed it to you.
Thank you. This is going to be awesome.
Here it comes. Wait, how'd I do?
As little as I like to compliment you, let me tell you, it's perfection. Outside of the roll, crispy, crunchy, almost like a grilled cheese, but the inside's super soft.
Did you just compare our lobster roll to a grilled cheese?
No, I did the bread. Oh, and nice. Now on the inside, you have that little touch of mayonnaise to have that creamy flavor and just super sweet Maine lobster. Can you give me that lemon, please, if you're not going to use it?
Yeah, sure. Here it is. Oh, got you in the eye.
Ouch. Yeah. Thank you. But I like a little more lemon on mine, but why don't you take a bite, Jim? Tell me what you think.
You're not going to feed me, though.
Okay, I will. Here you go.
You see what I did? You know, honestly, my favorite part about lobster roll is that it is clean, it's easy, it's delicious because it is that sweet, tender meat from Maine. But more importantly than anything, it just reminds me of our childhood.
Okay, I knew you were going to say that. You're really corny.
Corny?
Oh, you're kind of nice. I like you. Every time I have one, I think of our family, our childhood here on the coast. I hope that your lobster roll that you've just made at home makes you remember a trip to Maine, going to summer camp, taking a road trip with your family, whatever it is.
Thanks for letting us play your recipe today. Make sure to check us out at CousinsMainLobster.com, where you can find all of our locations nationwide or order our lobster rolls shipped directly to your door with all the ingredients we use today to make your lobster rolls.
You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, on our mobile app, or read our book, Cousins Maine Lobster, How One Food Truck Became a Multi-Million Dollar Business.
Hey, this has been a blast.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm gonna go make you another lobster.
Yeah, please, and while you're at it, make me a drink.
Okay. Thank you everyone for listening.